It's January 10th, 2016. It's Sunday, and I'm en route to my hike up in the San Gabriel Mountains. Just some physical symptoms and reflections. Two days ago, I went on a hike, did this same four-hour hike that it's maybe 10 miles or so. It goes down to a stream, but there's, I think, 1,600 feet or so of elevation gain, maybe more, between going up to the crest, going down, and then going back up again. And it's just a nice, long, slow burn. And I usually do about an hour and 45 down, to the stream, and then a half hour there. And then that makes about 4 hours. But it has been strengthening to me, and I just, I cannot underscore more boldly the importance of everybody's having a physical practice. Doesn't have to be this, you know, different aesthetics, different vibration levels. You know, I need a pretty strong aerobic burn, you know, someone a little less intense than me, maybe, I don't know, 2 hours of bowling or ping pong, or, you know, just a flat walk, you know, be perhaps sufficient. But I would encourage you to consider increasing the intensity of the effort. There's a lot of evidence that raising your metabolic level helps to rid the body of pathogens, that, you know, microorganisms that the additional heat and higher metabolic rate kill, or you enable the body to do that. And so, you know, well, what I'm doing falls far short of what I used to do when I was rowing crew in college that year, and then all the time before that, where I was running. You know, the running was very intense, and I was at a much higher rate, operating at a higher metabolic rate, certainly from ages, I don't know, 13 to 20, 21. But this is definitely better than what I normally do in Joshua Tree, which is a, you know, 6 to 10 mile walk on a mostly flat surface. And then the footing's really no good, so it's hard to get into a meditative frame of mind when every act, every step you take, you need to be gauging your foot placement. I like the fit in my body to be in sort of an unthinking, repetitive mode of action, where then my higher mind can just float more freely and reflect on various things without having to attend so much to my immediate environment. So this trail that I'm on today's hike is you know, fits that need, because it's a wide dirt road with very stable foot surface. Except it's been raining a little bit lately, and so it's going to be a little bit more muddy. And out of consideration or concern for the health of my joints, you know, my knees especially, but, you know, my hips, I don't want to be pressing hard off of one foot or one leg when it's in mush, because then my foot slides out and it kind of tweaks me. So I need to be just a little more, you know, just know that each foot placement's important and that I've got a stable base to press off from. But that's more easily done than, stepping through rubble. In any event, that evening, so it's Sunday, so I guess Friday night, I'm at Las Casitas, or La Casita Mexican restaurant in Victorville. It's on Palmdale Boulevard, and it was packed. Must have been 100 people in there. It's not even a large space. And it was just not enough servers. You know, I didn't get the greatest service. They were definitely pushing it to the max to meet everyone's needs. But there's a few things I want to note there. One is that I just was sitting there looking at my hands, gazing across the way at different groups that were talking, but felt my body cohering, my body-mind cohering in a very good way. Something I don't often, or I don't often enough experience, where I feel an elevation of an elevation of my metabolism, but also a warmth and a deepness or a depth of my insight. And it's, this is something you don't need to explain to people who essentially get high from their exercise on a regular basis. It's something that when you're older or you've been sick or for whatever reason you've been injured and you're not able to exercise or your schedule doesn't permit it and you can fall out of that routine, everybody can become unhealthy. And I can say that I've become unhealthy over the last couple of years, and it's not usual. It's not the norm for me to be absorbed in a positive vibrational moment. But there I was, just feeling myself being pulled into an intoxicating bliss. An intoxicating, self-sustaining bliss. One sec. So there I am, just sitting there, really feeling good, and which is something that I used to feel very strongly, certainly when I lived on Oahu, but also on the Big Island. And I notice several very heavy people, obese, that were walking past me at different times. Mostly it was women that were probably 60 to 100 pounds overweight, all holding smartphones against them with the screens on. It was a striking association to see this fat person wrapped up in, jackets, because it was cold outside, all of whom were carrying this electronic device. And it was just hard. It was hard not to uh, make an association between the use or the ownership or the proximity of this device and its electromagnetic radiation that is significant, and the metabolic or physiologic changes that have occurred to these owners, mostly women. Also, in the table or the booth directly in front of me were two Hispanic ladies, one of whom was looking over at me a few, you know, once in a while, and they were both on these same devices, and both of them were quite heavy. Well, husky. They were, you know, overweight, but not as much so as these Caucasian women and a couple of men that I saw. So there were just two things there. One is the aesthetics of everyone referring or being oriented to these devices, these handheld devices, and then their gross physical states. It was hard not to say, or have it not, it was hard not to make an obvious correlation based on observation of, you know, these two facts. Fat and cell phone are not unrelated. It's a little hard to focus. There's a cop who's been following me for 10 minutes, but we're just in this long line here on Palmdale Boulevard. It's just 20 miles or more of just desolate highway, single lane, that gets serious flooding because there's the water, what little water we do get out here, it flows over the highway here. It doesn't, it's not a hot, there's not much there. No irrigation ditches and take it underneath or something. Except for at the train tracks and the aqueduct. And it brought to mind again the stunning rise of obesity and diabetes throughout the world. You know, everywhere that's adopting Western diets, and strangely, you've got areas like in India that are not experiencing quite the obesity of most of these other countries, yet there is a great rise in diabetes. And I would offer, as I've done before, that this is at peakprosperity.com. I read this article. I don't know if it's the World Health Organization. I don't know who's tracking this information, but it's a reputable source that was being referred to. The Indians are very much attached to their cell phones now. And I would offer that it's the cellular signals or the cellular radiation that is harming our pancreases and our upending or interfering with the energy metabolism of the body that leads to insulin regulation problems and weight issues generally, but diabetes, you know, the this cellular, because it's been my experience that body has a capacity within it. And it makes sense, because when you come out of the womb, what's attached to you? It's an umbilical cord, that's attached to your solar plexus, to your belly button, that all the nutrients that you need to thrive are passed through. And which is a very physical, material gross in many ways process. And so it makes sense on a level of energetics or evolution, that there would be the possibility or the destination that nature or God has set for us of attaining the possibility or attaining the ability to receive sustenance directly from the universe through the ethers, through whatever it is that lies around us in subtle unseen form. And that was I got some hits from that, or of that truth, in the fall of 1994. I was privileged to experience some very high states where I could see, not that I grounded or realized all of this, but I got to some pretty high vantage points where I could look out across the horizon that of evolution or this spiritual developmental process, and it was definitely clear to me that the pancreas and the solar plexus worked in tandem at the higher levels of human development to provide all the nutrition, all the sustenance that the physical organism needed. Without food, without the need for food, I don't know about water, but you know, I'd imagine most everything could be provided to the body through some mechanism of taking, I don't know if it's, you know, photons or, you know, some cosmic consciousness or, you know, some deep quantum substrate of reality that is directly knowable and consumable by the body. And so it doesn't take too much of a leap of deduction or a leap of logic to make the hypothesis that artificial forms of energy that can obstruct or mask or harm this whole interaction between cosmic consciousness and the human organism, that would be associated with metabolic dysfunction in the body, you know, i.e. diabetes and or obesity. I know I've had especially since I've been working the last 2 years at this horrifying situation that I'm in. You know, I had, my God, you know, basically I had a run-in, you know, some difficulties with the worst principal I'd ever had. And, you know, I found myself at another school the next year. You know, I wasn't tenured. And now I'm where I don't want to be, where I never would have chosen to be. And but I haven't gotten the job I want, which is up here in the high desert. I'm still searching for that. But in any event, 2 years at this horrible location where, I'm feeling hurt, my brain hurts, and I feel aching all over, and I just want to shut down and lie down. I mean, I'm getting a gut. I've gained weight. I weigh about 220, which is really about the most I've ever weighed. I know people have weighed more than that, but hell, I eat pretty well. I exercise a fair amount, and yes, I do overeat. And a lot of that is due to my EMF exposure. But I am blaming my EMF exposure for the added weight and added and metabolic complications that I've experienced. I mean, even last night in this motel room, where my room is underneath the, this whole wings dish satellite transmitter, and then there's of course Wi-Fi, maybe the transmitters, I'm not sure, 40 feet away. So it's not a benign environment, but it's actually, I believe, it's better than where I'm living right now in Coachella Valley, and certainly better than where I work. So I'm thankful for that. But, and as I felt myself, it was quite dramatic. I was lying in bed and, got to sleep. Then maybe I woke up and I was thinking about a few things. And if I thought about anything obsessively or intensively, I felt a draining of energy and pain in my feet and hands. That was directly related to my thinking. I mean, and this has been the case, I've felt this a number of times over the last, more so over the past year, but my consciousness is, the more alert I am, the more I'm the more conscious, the more alert, the more intense I am, the more I'm imbibing or consuming or bringing into me and being in the surrounding energy fields. That's just how I function. And so if I'm in areas where it's not healthy for me, the more I think, the more I get harmed. The studies I've seen is animals seek sleep. They seek insentience, a comatose state when they're in areas of high EMF. And of course, a more sensitive body mind like myself, for someone like me, or something like me, some being like me, that reaction, that desire is multiplied, several fold. So yeah, Mexican restaurant, fat people with cell phones, just disgusting. And I'm just thinking, how can I ever have a relationship with someone who is attached and addicted to their cell phone? I find it appalling on so many levels. But just wanted to make that statement. What has been helpful with the exercise, the increased exercise over this past week and a half, is my bowel movements, my GI tract has been strengthened. I would say that, if I weigh 220, I weighed 219 Wednesday morning. I probably weigh more than that right now. But let's say I weigh 220. I estimate that if you were to give me 4 months of this where I didn't, and parenthetically, I just want to state that I am so ready for retirement. I've been teaching for 26 years and I am done. I could go, and I may have to teach another 19 to put it at 45 freaking years of working in with these marmy women, conservative workplaces with just often uncreative, dominating, brutal bosses. Not always the case, but half the time it is. And, and it's the couple of friends I've made, like the good buddy I had in Oxnard, and then my buddy that I had here in I have here in Coachella Valley. Both of them are Christian fundamentalists. One's a lay preacher, the other one just constantly is absorbed in Christian prophecies and listening to the various Christian radio stations. I think they're all just saying to everyone, tune out politics, the rapture's coming. It's probably that type of false religiosity that I've heard criticized, but I don't go there with him, but anyways, so these are my best friends in my field, and I wouldn't normally associate with fervent people that look to a book fervently for their religious insight. But I guess it shows a certain religious streak in myself. Anyways, where was I? Yeah, so I'm stuck where I am and would like to leave. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would. I am ready. I have no compunction. If I were able to get full benefits or 75% of my pay or something like that, having worked 26 years like I have, I would take it. But I'm too young for retirement. And to be honest, I would not say I would gladly do it, but I could very readily, very easily work another 20 years if I worked in a more benign environment electromagnetically and I had access to really good hiking like I do up here in the high deserts of the San Bernardino County and Rivers and LA County areas. But I don't have that right now, and so I want an out. I want release. But if I can have that, where I'm able to, take this walk in a very much EMF-reduced environment on a daily or very regular basis, then I would have much more staying power. As it is in my current assignment, I'm folding. I'm dying. Okay. So, also, I noticed today that in a week and a half, I think my hair looks a little bit darker. I do lean over and pause during the hike, letting the blood rush to my head and just lowering my heart rate a little bit just as I rest. And I think that sends a rejuvenating signal to my hair and head, scalp. So I think that's good. My skin looks better. But it would take me 4 months. I was just thinking, 4 months of vacation to get, I bet you 4 months of this, I could get down to, 202, 203. I could lose 15 pounds in 4 months of sustained, and I would be rutting. I would be in really vital shape. And then lastly, there's all sorts of chemtrailing today, yesterday, despite our, you know, snows and whatever we've had, it's been a witch's brew. I mean, everywhere I look, there's a white chaff coming down, you know, and I feel very strongly that we are we're being poisoned to death. And to death, I mean, I think that that is the plan. It's omnicide, which means it's killing everything. I couldn't help but look at all these junipers and manzanita and sycamore and other shrubs and plants along my hike that had the parasitic organism mistletoe on it, which kills, the mistletoe kills every plant that it grows on. And you know, there's a similar parasitic infestation of life. I'm pretty certain of that. And regarding the heavy metals and whatever else we're being seeded with or poisoned with, I don't look half as healthy as I did a year and a half ago. And but that's not just me. I look at Chris Martinson, the spokesman for the owner of peakprosperity.com. Or I look at this Dr. Group. I'm not sure how to spell Group, but he is the spokesman for Alex Jones's InfoWarsLife.com line of healthcare products or supplements. And I was watching an interview of his from a year and a half ago, and there was a light. He and Chris Martinson both, there was a life that shined through his face, shined through his skin. It was not just collagen or, you know, just the physical structure of the face or the skin, but it was actually an energetic, transmittive quality of the appearance of the person, of the face of the person, that has been limited or reduced. And so, you know, you watch this movie 21 Grams, you know, with, I think it was with Sean Penn. It's this story that apparently when they die, your body loses 21 grams. So if you weigh 200 pounds, upon death, you lose an ounce. Well, what is that ounce? Is it spirit leaving the body? And apparently there's every cell in the body does transmit light. It's very faint. I've heard it described as like a candle from 1 mile away. I mean, you can't see it with normal vision. But there's other capacities, or almost like these pulsing little light crystals in the body, let's just say. And I have a feeling that our heavy metal exposure, which I have heard, sits on all kinds of, it interferes or stops all sorts of neurotransmitter, you know, metabolic processes in the body. It'll sit on at a neurotransmitter like site or focal point and block it. It won't let it happen. Or I've heard, it said, I think Dane Wigington said at geoengineeringwatch.org, that the heavy metals, he's got trees that are dying that have their feet in the water. That is, they're not dying from drought. They have access to all the water they need. But that the heavy metals in the soil and in the water actually greatly interfere with the uptake of nutrients through the root system. And so all I'm saying is all these concerns and damaging effects of the heavy metal and other exposures due to this illegal, omnicidal spraying is also impairing the life-shining capacity of the body. That is, you know, most readily apparent through a shine in the face, a light, a property of light or effervescence or shine in the human body, in the human face. And so, yeah, Chris Martinson and this doctor group both look like shit. Their skin, I've seen it also with some other, most of the people that I see online, you know, these talking heads. There's a diminished transmittive quality to their organism. That's remarkable. Because, you know, you see, and it's not because of age. I've seen pictures of old or elderly Native Americans from another time, and you can have a wrinkled, wizened face, but that it still radiates. And it's that radiating function, that transcendental appearance, that's being undermined by the spraying as well. And I'm not sure, you know, what the, you know, the chain, what the cause, you know, the causal mechanism is for that. But it's there, because I see it with my own eyes. So, anything else to say? No, I'm about 15 minutes away from my trailhead here. I guess I'll sign off for now. But I've got to be back at work tomorrow. And just hoping to get in a solid 4-hour effort and just ride that through the next couple of days.